Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is exhibition curator for the John Sturmer Retrospective, Paula Geisler, to talk to us about the retrospective exhibition by the late John Sturmer opening November 18th in Silver City. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. Who was John Sturmer, and why is his art important to Silver City?
John Sturmer was a classically trained fine artist from New York, Upper State New York, who ended up in Silver City working for the mines. He had always painted. When he got here in 1959, he and his wife, Lucy, together began to think of ways to make the fine art energy in Grant County more of an economic driver for the region. He started the Members Region Arts Council, which is legendary in Grant County for the Blues Festival and lots of other things as well. He also was our arts commissioner for 10 years and directed lots of 1% for the arts monies down here. He taught classes. He had life drawing sessions. He did critiques. He was just really a force for good.
What is the significance of the Lines of Force retrospective exhibition? Why are you presenting this again?
The Sturmer Estate engaged my services to curate his show because I curated his show in 1995 and I've had other shows of his and we painted together. So they wanted me to do it. It's been 30 years since John died. His last retrospective was in 1995. He died in 1990. It's to let the public see the work of a significant figurative abstractionist whose work is in many, many public and private collections. He was very prolific. The Francis McCrae Gallery of Contemporary Art on the campus of Western New Mexico University is the flagship exhibition space for all of Grant County, you know, southwestern New Mexico. We're honored that he's going to have this retrospective there coming up on November the 18th. The reception will last from 5:30 to 7:30 and will be in McCrae Gallery.
And that's going to go on through December the 9th. What does a retrospective mean?
A retrospective is a look back at the evolution of an artist's style as he progresses through his age. You know, John always painted people and places from earliest times. People and places were what were important to him. But as he got more training, as he got more experience, he got more exposure to the cultural influences of the Art Students League in Europe, Paris, and Barcelona. His art style evolved until finally in his last years, the times when he was working in Silver City from, I think that was 1970 to 1990 when he passed away, his style had crystallized into what he called lines of force that radiate out from individual paintings, the gestures in paintings or the movement. It's a way that he used to make his whole canvas come alive.
And where did he get his ideas for his art?
Everything John looked at was an excuse to paint. I think that his favorite motif was the female form, but figuration, people, when he got here to Grant County, he fell in love with cowboy culture. So he did cowboys and boots and windmills and bulls and rodeos and things like that. But he also painted the landscape. He painted the built environment, where not just where people live, but their barns, you know, even painted outhouses. So whatever he looked at, he saw the beauty in it.
Did he also teach at Western New Mexico University?
Yes, he did. He was an adjunct professor. He taught art up in Reserve. I can just imagine what those classes might have been like. But yes, and then he had private classes. He did workshops. He was probably the beginning of the printmaking energy here. He brought in people who would do workshops on how to make aqua tents and etchings and things like that. And that was a long time ago. So, you know, that energy is still very much present today.
What local artists did he influence?
Well, he influenced me. He influenced Victoria York. he influenced all of the students who were in his classes, had wonderful things to say about him. His style was unique. So I think it was more his psychological approach to art that influenced people, because his art, when you see a Sturmer, you know you're looking at a John Sturmer.
What is it about it you know is a John Sturmer piece of art?
His mastery of the human form, his ability to capture gestures, to capture likenesses in every way, and these lines of force that I talk about, is so much easier to see them than to talk about them. But if he's doing a ballerina, for example, and she makes a gesture, he might extend that gesture beyond her physical reach by having a color passage continue that gesture way up to the top of the canvas. They aren't straight lines. When people, I don't mean it to be lines of force like straight lines. These lines curve back on themselves, and it makes the whole canvas electric and alive.
And what is figuration, and why is it making a huge comeback, as you mentioned, in the art market?
Thank you for asking that, Emily. I think we're all just starved for being around other people, and figuration is about people. So, I mean, we think of Alice Neal, Frida, of course, figuration. We see that we've missed being around people. And many, many of John's paintings are not a person you would recognize and say, hey, that's Emily, or oh, that's Paula. But they're women laughing, coming down steps, or they're guys getting thrown off bulls at a rodeo. So figuration is not just the human form, it's any living thing. When John looked at anything, I think he and I must have gone to the same kind of school, because I was classically trained too. And my teacher said, the first thing you do when you're out painting in plein air is you get comfortable and you look around and you see where your eye goes. And that's the focal point for your composition. And then you build your composition around that. So John would see beauty in the mines, you know, in a mine shaft or things like that. Of course, the soaring landscapes and things like that. But I think what people really, really want to know when they look at a John Sturmer, I think they will feel a positive emotional relationship that he had with whatever he painted. Because art's about feelings. You know, I mean, we can be intellectual about it and talk about the lines of force and, you know, the color composition and so forth, linear perspective, that. But really, art is about a feeling. It opens the doors to your imagination because of what you bring to the image. When you look at it, everybody is seeing something different.
Is figuration still being taught in the university?
Unfortunately, not. John and I both were proud of the fact that we could draw people. People are hard to draw. If you can draw a person, it's like playing your scales on piano. You can play anything. If you can draw a person, you can draw anything. And drawing is really the basis of all composition. I feel that way. John felt that way. And it'll be very obvious in his work when people come to the opening and hopefully come back and see the show again and again. They'll see how important that was. And I hope they'll bring their own imagination. Look at the title. Look at the title of the work. The title is the door that lets you in. And then whatever is in your imagination, it's private. Nobody has to know but you. What kind of conversation do you get going with the image you're looking at?
So what can people expect at the opening of the retrospective exhibition?
Well, that is to be revealed. However, I have curated many shows, and I like it when people walk in and just take a deep breath. They will see his earliest work. Since it's a retrospective, we'll have John's earliest work where he, you know, he hadn't had much training then, but you can see what was important to him. He loved the landscape and the beautiful rolling hills, and he loved people. So he would draw them. He was a boxer. He in his youth, he has a great painting of a friend of his, I think, with a bloody nose. The guy's laughing, so he must have thought it was funny. I have seen three paintings of bloody noses in my many long years of being a curator. And I didn't ask John this, but the other two people said, it's an excuse to paint red. We don't get to use red too much. It's just a funny. So we see his early work, then we see his work when he went to the Art Students League in New York City. I mean, that is the prestigious place to go for a classical training in life drawing, drawing from life, figuration. That you hone your skills to perfection when you go to the Art Students League. You learn all kinds of other things as well. So we see how his work tightened up. He could draw better. You know, he obviously had some formal training. Then he goes to Europe. And in Europe, he samples all the different energies that were happening in Paris and Barcelona. We see his style. Oh, he explores pointillism. He explores linearity, where you outline things a lot. And he still, though, he wants to paint the female form. He wants to paint the built environment. Europe was just so beautiful. Some of his paintings from different places in Spain when he ended up in Barcelona are just marvelous. And I think what influenced John the most in Europe was the buildings, the towns, where all the buildings are sort of built together and people are walking around. They're just wonderful. And I think he brought that energy back because he had been in World War II. I mean, World War II happened, and rather than get drafted, he joined the Navy and he became a Seabee. And they sent him to Guadalcanal. I mean, the Pacific War was raging. You can just imagine what the Seabees had to do. But he survived. And when he came back, he used the GI Bill to go to the Art Students League. So that was great. But then after the Art Students League, probably somebody said, hey, you really ought to check out Paris. You ought to check out Barcelona. So he and his wife, Lucy, he met her at the Art Students League. They got married. The day they got married, they took a boat to Europe and landed in Paris, and John began to paint. Barcelona was even more attractive to them. So they ended up in Barcelona, where John was able to, how shall I say it, parlay his CB skills of building equipment. He ran the port in Barcelona, Spain, which was a great job. He was very good at that, but he never stopped painting. He did wonderful woodcuts, things like that. But then his family was growing and he felt the need to come back to this country. So he got a job, like I said, with the mines in 1959 and spent 10 years in Baird, New Mexico, which is real close to the mines. At that time, his children were growing up and he renewed his interest in portraiture. He did portraits of his children at all the stages of their growth. And they're great. We'll see those. And then after, I think it was 69 or 70, he retired from the mines and they moved to Silver City. In Silver City, John was able to have a studio. I mean, he had always been painting in his garage or, you know, in a big extra room in their house and things like that. But he had a wonderful studio there in the historic district of downtown Silver City. Great traffic. I mean, you know, just a wonderful place to be. And he became the go-to portrait painter for all of Grant County. I mean, anybody who was anybody got a painting of their wife, their children, you know, themselves, their dog, and that they're great. They're great portraits. I mean, they tell a lot. You can read a lot about the personality of the people from the portraits he painted.
Are some of these portraits going to be available at the exhibition? And how many pieces of art will there be?
Well, we don't know yet. We won't know until we get in there and lay out the show. There's another show that Diane Marsh show is wonderful, and it's in there through the 11th. But we can tentatively know there'll be probably 50 paintings. He was very, very prolific, Emily. He painted nonstop. And so we have a great array of paintings from all the eras to choose from. So it's going to be a great show.
Is his art very collectible?
I think since figuration is making a comeback, and yes, since he's already represented in many public collections, including the permanent collection of Western New Mexico University, many, many local and private collectors, not just here in Grant County, but all over the Southwest, have his work. And like I said earlier in our conversation, we're missing people. We've all been locked up, having to wear a mask. Of course, we will have to wear a mask at the opening, but we're used to that. But maybe people wear fancy masks and it'll be like a party. But I mean, we see in the art world, figuration is just every show that I've seen at McCrae recently has been people.
Is there a website that we could see some of his artwork?
Yes, you could go to johnstermer.com. The best place to see samples of John's work is on his Facebook page. And if you would just search for John Sturmer, his page there will open. There are many, many examples of his work. And people can see that he painted many different genres. He loved the landscape, the harsh beauty, the vast soaring skies, the vastness of out here, the saturated colors, landscapes. When he was up in New York, he loved maritimes. You know, he painted the ocean and the seas and things like that. But when he got here to the desert, things looked different. It must have been a shock to a city boy coming, you know, from New York City to Paris to Barcelona and then ending up in Grant County.
And working in the mines, which they're in Grant County and Bayard Santa Rita mines, is the very famous Kneeling Nun. Did he do any paintings on that?
Oh, yes. You will see the Kneeling Nun for sure. Cecilia Foy has a beautiful painting he did of the Kneeling Nun. It's the most popular motif in all of Grant County. Everybody does a painting of the Kneeling Nun. I have others by other people who have done it, but John's is just the colors. Like I said, you could just tell he was enchanted by the saturated colors. And he has others of mine shafts, you know, the opening to a mine and things like that. Wherever he looked, he found beauty. And I know that the reason that he painted was he wanted people to feel his positive emotional response to whatever he was looking at. He could make beauty out of anything.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about the exhibit, the Lines of Force retrospective exhibition by the late John Sturmer, exhibition curator Paula Geisler. Thank you again.
Emily, thank you so much.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.